This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For Civic Media News, I'm Charlie Pittman. A new report shows Wisconsin again falls behind the national average in per-pupil spending for public schools. Experts say a two-year funding freeze in the current state budget ensures the decline will continue. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum study shows the state spent less than $15,000 per student in 2023, nearly 10% less than the national average. Joellen Pauls is a retired Middleton Cross Plains special education teacher. She says the state of public school funding in Wisconsin is an ongoing crisis that the current state budget guarantees will continue.
There is no per pupil increase for 2 years. No increase. That's a funding freeze. And that puts a lot of districts in a hard place scrambling to determine how do we even just get through this school year.
Among Midwestern states, Wisconsin ranked first in per-pupil spending on public schools back in 2002. According to the report, its ranking has since dropped to seventh among Midwestern states and 26th nationwide. In the past 5 years, more than half of Wisconsin's public schools have held referendums to allow districts to increase property taxes to cover basic costs for schools. Pauls says where those referendums have failed, districts face difficult decisions about increasing class sizes and reducing staff.
Honestly, it's an insult to the students in our public schools. And for lack of a better word, it's irresponsible. It's a shirking of our legislators' duty to our communities and to our state's future.
She says student mental health support and special education continue to be poorly funded in the current state budget. Wisconsin was also grappling with losing $72 million due to a federal K-12 funding freeze, but administration officials now say they plan to release those funds. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out of Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys have been an all-star or whatever. It's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
That is what makes democracy great. The power in a democracy is derived from the people. It resides in the people. These individuals that we have elected don't hold those seats in perpetuity.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Why are we cutting Medicaid, which is overwhelmingly popular with both Democrats and Republicans?
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
You know what we need in the United States is more paperwork.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
It's John and Gordy in the morning filling in for Maggie today.
Mm-hmm.
We are the morning guys at WMDX in Madison. You can check it out at the WMDX dot or whatever to call it. What is it? What? The hot button?
Sure. Let's go off the hot button.
Hot button, okay.
You can go to the Civic Media app and then the you go to WMDX.
Right, then you got to hit the hot button
the hot
and check it out.
Sure. Yeah. The phone lines are back open again. 855-752-4842.
I'm a little distracted. You know, they're talking about Trump meeting with Putin.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to have a summit now.
They're saying that they'll meet soon.
In the coming days.
Well,
that's what Trump
says. Is it 2 days or 2 weeks? Typical 2 days, 2 weeks.
They haven't really said.
Yeah.
And originally they were talking about Zelensky, you know, being part of this because it's all about the war.
But he can't be a part of it because, you know.
Why?
Putin has something on Trump.
Well, we don't know, but they haven't nailed it down, you know, where or when.
Right.
But they just say in the coming days. But, you know, that's the way Trump plays it. In the coming days, couple of weeks. We'll see what's going to happen in a few days.
It floats.
Yeah. And, of course, they're still talking about these, you know, the Democrats that left Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They're hiding out in Illinois. Or they're,
that's right.
You know, hiding in plain sight somewhere in
well,
Illinois.
They had to leave the hotel for a bomb scare.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's the way Trump is. You know, you just don't know one day to the next what he's going to come up with.
It's true.
You know, and why I think this, because he does have that cheating heart, that they had some open meetings with some taxpayers and some Texas residents talking about this deal with the trying to get five more votes for the Republicans,
that's right.
redistricting and all that. And this taxpayer had a lot to say about Trump's cheating heart. So we put this together a couple of days ago. Yeah. Let's play that, Jacob.
Sure. I want to start out by saying this. He was caught cheating on video on the golf course. He cheated on his taxes. He cheated on his business loans. He cheated on his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Check.
And he tried to cheat in the 2020 election.
Yep.
Got it.
He cheated on the business contractors that he stiffed through 40 years of business.
Not good.
Not good.
Yeah. Now he's trying to cheat and win this 2026 midterm election because he knows he can't win.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
To me, House Republicans, in this case, are like a bunch of buzzards on the fence, waiting to swoop down on the dying carcass of democracy.
Wow. Buzzards.
In other words, I mean it in a philosophical way, not a sexual way. but he's asking every one of the Republican representatives in this room to be one of his prostitutes.
Paint the picture here.
Your cheating heart will tell on you.
He was caught cheating on video on the golf course.
Yeah, that pretty much wraps it up. That's Donald Trump.
Yeah, the biggest offense is, you know, dropping the ball and cheating that way. That was with everybody watching.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
He's done that for years. Yeah. Well, when you own all the golf courses, you could get away with that, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I want to get to RFK Jr. His plan is to kill everybody in the country, but very slowly. All right.
And that's his plan?
But it's pretty much his plan. The point, you know, to eliminate most of the vulnerable and aged people out there. Mm-hmm. They tried to do that the first time around. Do you remember that? They wanted to leave COVID up to herd immunity.
Yeah, the pandemic.
And then they asked seniors to sacrifice themselves for the cause. Hey, you may die and you're more susceptible to dying from COVID, but do it for the kids.
Right.
Wow.
Sure, just sacrifice yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, why don't we play this, this cut here? And it explains everything.
Okay.
And COVID and RSV vaccines, quote, ineffective. Take a listen.
mRNA vaccines don't perform well against viruses that infect the upper respiratory tract. mRNA only codes for a small part of the viral proteins, usually a single antigen. One mutation and the vaccine becomes ineffective.
Scientists and vaccine experts are now coming out against this decision. They say mRNA vaccines are a safe and effective way to fight against rapidly changing infections, and that cutting this research could put people at more risk during public health emergencies.
What the secretary is essentially saying here is that mRNA technology doesn't offer sufficient protection against things like COVID and flu, and that these vaccines could be rendered ineffective by a single mutation. We just don't see that, right? We know that these vaccines have been extremely effective against hospitalizations and deaths, preventing those, even if they don't prevent infections. And we know that these viruses have not mutated to the point where these vaccines are not working. They are indeed working.
So what types of diseases would these vaccines typically be associated with, where the funding is being pulled? Do we have a sense of that?
Yeah, so these terminated contracts are really focused on mRNA technology for COVID and flu shots. Obviously, those are the viruses with some of the biggest pandemic potential. Also, the viruses that are responsible for the respiratory infections that we see every year. So this new research could have gone towards developing newer, better versions of these shots, maybe ones that don't involve needles or combine COVID and flu vaccines. That's really important when we think especially about the next pandemic. How can we use this research? One expert told me it's like cutting the entire fire department because there's no active fire. We know there will be, and you want to be prepared when it happens.
So it's really a devastating cut, that's for sure. The intellectualist posted this response online, said, "What is unfolding is not just a policy change, it is a direct assault on life-saving medical progress. By suppressing mRNA research and halting the development of critical vaccine programs, we are denying people access to some of the most advanced disease prevention technologies ever developed. mRNA vaccines are no longer just about COVID. In fact, they say they're developing to prevent cancers, melanoma, lung cancer, protect newborns from congenital infections, defend against global threats like avian influenza, RSV, HIV, malaria, Lyme disease. Several of these vaccines, by the way, are already in phase 3 trials, and some were just years away from approval. That future is now being deliberately dismantled."
That's unbelievable. Those trials that are in phase 3.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just stop those.
You can't stop them. They've gone this far and they're working.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I have another cut. Maybe we'll have time for that, but I do want to go to the phone lines right now. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, welcome.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Sounding wonderful, isn't it? I think medical tourism is a good bet for what's coming ahead. I think that's going to be going.
I think that's our next. Yeah.
Everybody's going to be skedaddling to the countries that do take up mRNA and do a good job at handling the stuff that we've inaugurated. This is a little bit of a tangent, but I'll throw it in here. I know that the smoke in the air is driving people crazy, but it's all part of the same piece, which is science. Say what? I really enjoyed the fact that Tom Tiffany was big on sending letters saying, gee, Canada, you really ought to get your forest management techniques in place. Do note that we have just gotten rid of the endangerment finding in EPA that said greenhouse gases are a danger to humans. And they wanted to get rid of it because of, not unlike what Robert Kennedy is doing. Robert Kennedy cites, I don't know what, in order to back himself up. But this one was, well, it's outdated research. And actually, those greenhouse gases aren't too bad. So I'm just kind of looking at the smoke from Canada and thinking, it's just getting us ready for the next round. Because it's like we're going to be going back to where we were. Is it a little smoky outside? Don't worry, honey. Don't worry. We're back to before 2009. That's when things are good. So, we just have to take a philosophical approach and have another beer, and it'll be fine.
I think the beer will help.
All right, Joe. Thank you for that. I know.
I did hear that, you know, we should start worrying about it. Physicians are worried about the smoke that we're inhaling constantly because it's been such a constant stream of smoke coming down from Canada.
Right.
That we're just getting used to it. But we shouldn't be getting used to inhaling all of those particulates that cause cancer and other problems.
Yeah, the wildfires in Canada. I mean, it was all, you know, for the past week, it's really been a problem. Finally, today, looks like things have cleared up nicely, but boy, it's not good for your health.
Okay, I want to get to this next cut. Let's play this. This is cut 72, and this is more information about what Robert Kennedy had said, essentially breaking it down a little bit. All right, and we won't play the whole thing, but we'll just play part. Let's listen.
To understand the implications, we called up epidemiologist Michael Osterholm. He is director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy.
We've actually been studying mRNA vaccines for more than 15 years. And so there's actually was a lot of information available when the pandemic began. And that's one of the reasons why mRNA technology was chosen, was because not only how well does it work and how quickly you can make the vaccine, but we actually had a fair amount of information already accumulated showing its safety and showing how it was very effective.
Troubled mRNA programs. Do you believe those programs were troubled?
The only trouble that those programs ran into was the fact that ideologically this administration wants to reject the mRNA technology because it just reminds them of what happened with the pandemic. That this discovery of the effectiveness of the mRNA vaccine for COVID actually came out of the Trump 1 administration and was heralded as a major advance for which the president and the administration took a great deal of credit. So it's somewhat ironic, if not painful, to hear 4 to 5 years later that now they're totally rejecting it. So that's the only problem we have right now with the vaccine.
Are those vaccines unsafe?
And this is, again, where we get into it. You know, one of the gifts that some people would suggest RFK has is his ability to use words. For those of us on the science side, that's really a challenge because he doesn't really understand in many instances what he is saying. When you talk about safety for the vaccines right now, this profile for mRNA vaccines is as safe as any we have. In fact, what we have clear evidence of is that as the COVID virus has changed and changing slowly, what we see is that we just have some reduced protection from the vaccine, but we still have outstanding protection against serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. And that is by far the most important set of outcomes that we worry about.
That's right.
So,
that,
in fact,
that's the big deal.
His statement is absolutely incorrect.
Okay.
And I think that's the challenge.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That kind of gives you an idea how incorrect he is. Just out there. He has this masterful way with words.
Well, yeah.
And that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back here in just a moment, but the phone lines are back open if you want to chime in on anything. 855-752-4842.
What I've got coming up next is a warning from Rachel Maddow. She did a little rant the other day, and it was just fantastic. It was really good, and we're going to play a part of it for everybody to hear and think about, because the end of this country is here.
It's here. That's what she says.
Now, I said I said this about 4 months ago, didn't I? I said we're already under dictatorship. No one else ever said it again. not the way I just said it, but it is a dictatorship, and Rachel has finally come to that conclusion.
Yes, and we'll have that coming up next. It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was, so here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch, cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest, that's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon, filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear from you.
You can call us 855-752-4842 or get a message to us on the Civic Media app. What do we got here, John?
Oh, we're talking. Let's move on from there. I could say so much more about Joel Clayfish, but I'm not.
Oh, we were talking about him during our little break. Here.
What's the name of that program that you're a part of there, Jacob?
John and Gordy. It's the Raised in Wisco on Saturdays.
Oh, yes. All right. Yeah, Raised in Wisco.
Okay.
And he talks deer hunting, essentially, right?
All forms of hunting and eating. If you can kill it and then consume it, that's what we talk about on Saturdays.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't want to be near him.
What do you got against hunting and fishing?
Well, you know, the thing with Joel was he was pushing a bill. I don't know if it ever passed, but he was pushing a bill to be able to bow hunt around schools. And that was not received well by a lot of people.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to Rachel Maddow's official warning now. And she has been convinced now that we are under a dictatorship.
This was really something, yes.
Something I came to a conclusion right away 4 months ago. But now people are starting to pick up on it. what she tells you here is kind of a consolidation of all the stories that we've covered in Idiocracy in our morning show. Mm-hmm. And, of course, what Civic Media has also covered. So if we can't just listen to a scoped-down version of her nine-minute rant, this is about 3 minutes. I hope you can enjoy. Let's hear it.
Life has not stopped, and none of our personal lives have stopped. But also, at the same time, life in the United States is profoundly changing, is profoundly different than it was even 6 months ago. Because we do now live in a country that has an authoritarian leader in charge. We have a consolidating dictatorship in our country. And it sounds melodramatic to say it. I know. I mean, it's secret police, right? A massive, anonymous, unbadged, literally masked, totally unaccountable internal police force that apparently has infinite funding but no identifiable leadership. And they act in ways designed to instill maximum fear and use maximum force. I mean, when you imagine an authoritarian country, right, what you imagine is masked secret police breaking people's car windows and snatching people off the streets and out of church parking lots and courtroom hallways and taking them away with no charges, no notice, no paperwork, no explanation, not letting them see lawyers, and then moving them secretly to what are effectively black site prisons where they won't tell you who's there and where no one's allowed in to see what's going on. Right. Frame everything as immigration enforcement. Because for immigration enforcement, not only is all force justified, but maximum force is preferred. And they're trying to make it into a national entertainment to threaten to feed immigrants to alligators in South Florida. They're making them eat off dishes on the floor like they're dogs. The Chrome Detention Center in Florida. The Republican Party wants to sell T-shirts about that. And if you think it's only about immigrants, take the president's own word for it when he says the homegrowns are next. And then he starts musing publicly about which Americans he intends to strip of their citizenship. Protests must be criminalized. Media must be intimidated into saying and doing what the leader wants, or they must be shut down, or both. Universities must be intimidated into saying and doing what the leader wants, or they must be shut down, or both. Law firms must be intimidated into not opposing him and saying and doing what he wants, or they must be shut down. And for institutions like that, it's not just the boldest or most strident critics of the president who must be shut down. It's the most mainstream, right? It's the most prestigious, the most credible, because that's what's so dangerous about them. There can't be any source of authority. There can't be any source of authoritative statements of fact that compete with what the leader insists must be the new truth. And so government departments will be stripped of their experts, and he will fire his way through them until they tell him things that he wants to be told.
My question is fiscal. With $450 million FEMA dollars being reallocated to open alligator Alcatraz and $600 million taxpayer FEMA dollars being used to now open more concentration camps and ICE burning through $8.4 million a day to illegally detain people, how much does it cost for fascism? How much do the taxpayers have to pay for a fascist country?
That's fantastic. Wow.
We have total clarity now on what Trump's intentions are for the country. But I mean it when I say we. The country gets it and is more against it than they've ever been. And opposing this administration and what Trump is trying to do is turning out to be the story of the century.
That's it, man.
Pretty disturbing. Yeah, absolutely disturbing. You know, we've got my MAGA friend in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We've got CJ who calls up every so often.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're watching any of these apprehensions. Because if they watch these apprehensions, they know that the people that are apprehended are saying things. They're trying to convince the people taking them, ICE agents, mm-hmm. from taking them, saying, I'm a citizen, I'm this, I'm that. This could happen to you, CJ. This could happen to my mega friend in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I mean, and you could complain all you want. You could say as much as you want. You could give them material. You can give them your ID, your birth certificate. They're not going to care. And they're going to take you off to some black site someplace, and they'll never hear from you again. And you think you're safe. You're not safe. Even though you're a mega, you're not safe. It could happen to you. You could be caught up in what's going on around you. And it could happen. They're just not thinking. They're just not thinking.
Yeah.
And again, they're going to go for the homegrowns next. And how are you going to convince them that you're not a homegrown?
Mm-hmm. It's ongoing. Yeah. Rachel summed it up pretty nicely there, and she's on it.
But it can happen to anybody, and that's what you have to really think about when you're under a dictatorship, an authoritarian government. And that's what we have.
29 past the hour. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. 855-752-4842.
Send out an SOS, man.
Yes, there's a message in a bottle somewhere. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shelley Pittman. A new study shows most faculty at Wisconsin universities and across the country have serious concerns about the consequences of holding and expressing liberal political viewpoints. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The study from Brandeis University aimed to understand what faculty thought about specific political issues and how they taught about them. Research scientist Graham Wright says they found that many hot-button topics rarely come up in classroom settings.
Less than 10% of the faculty we spoke to reported actively teaching about Israel-Palestine, and for three-quarters of them, it just never came up at all. Despite all the discourse about these issues.
He says despite faculty being spoken of as activists, only about 20% of faculty included in the study engaged in any form of political activism or social media posting about current politically contentious topics. The Trump administration is targeting U.S. universities with intense focus on anti-Semitism and diversity viewpoints. Some campuses, including the University of Wisconsin-Madison, have faced federal investigations. Others experienced fines and funding cuts. Study co-author Professor Leonard Sachs says the research suggests these broad measures often affect faculty who aren't contributing to any perceived problems.
What goes on college campuses is very important, and it's now the focus of a debate that oftentimes seems unhinged, where you have the attention being focused on a small number of people and generalizing it to all campuses.
Sachs says faculty should be viewed as allies, and he's concerned that the future of higher education is currently at stake. Despite the lack of faculty initiation, the majority of those in the study said they are open to students expressing alternative viewpoints in the classroom. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are no huge superhero or action films being released this weekend, so we can all take a deep breath. Having said that, there are a couple highly rated films geared toward family fun and horror. First up is Weapons, a film about classmates who disappear at the same time except one. The film is pulling a highly coveted 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 50 reviews in, and stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner. And if you're thinking this Friday could get a little freaky, you'd be correct. Family comedy Freakier Friday hits theaters, bringing with it close to an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Freakier Friday stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, who reprise their role as Tess and Anna from the original film, which was 22 years ago. That's a long time, so that script better be great. If neither of those titles grab you, there are still several blockbusters in the theater, including The Naked Gun, The Bad Guys 2, F1, and Superman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end.
And we feel fine.
Oh, yeah.
We're John and Gordy in the morning filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. And we're hoping you're enjoying yourself. And mm-hmm. You can always give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and have your ideas as well.
Yeah, chime in. 855-752-4842. Okay.
All right. Well, you know, the American Eagle ad has created quite a stir. You know,
what are you talking about?
It's a female talking about her good genes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Blonde, I heard something about blue-eyed, this. Good genes.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Everybody's calling it a little bit white nationalist. Mm. But The Daily Show did a little takeoff on it. And let's listen to Desi Leidick talk about that genes ad.
This whole thing started because people were calling this ad a racist dog whistle. And whether that was intended or not, the reaction was definitely more of a dog megaphone.
We're sick and fucking tired of the nonsense where you are not allowed to ever celebrate someone who is white and blonde and blue-eyed.
We are over this woke agenda. We're over the Lizzos. We're over the Dylan Mulvaneys. If this was a 300-pound non-binary person, they would be applauding her.
I was so sick of seeing these just fat, unappealing losers who've destroyed their own bodies.
She's not a plus-size swim model on the cover of Sports Illustrated. She's not a male prom queen.
This ad is the final declaration that we're done doing that shit.
Guys. Guys, calm down. This is such bullshit. Blonde women have had constant representation, okay, in entertainment, in fashion, in letter turning. It's not that they want to see more white women. It's that they want to see none of anyone else. For a story about boobs, it sure has a hell of a lot of assholes.
That's right. A lot of them. All right.
That's Desi Leidick.
Good comment.
Daily Show.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
She really is.
She
reminds me a lot of Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Same kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the other big story that, you know, I don't know why these are big stories. They are. They turn out to be that. The Doge guy, Big Balls.
Yeah, that's his nickname. Yeah.
He was beaten and left bloodied during an attempted carjacking by about 10 juveniles in Washington, D.C. He intervened and helped a woman and took the brunt of the assault himself. But, you know, as the megaphone continues to do what it does, it blew this completely out of proportion. All right, so what they want to do now is take this as an example of, you know, law and order out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing's going on. D.C. can't control their own people.
So Trump wants to take it all over.
Yeah, he wants to federalize D.C., all right? So, let's listen to Trump talk about it here in Cut 68. Let's listen.
I have to say that somebody from Doge was very badly hurt last night. You saw that. A young man who was beat up by a bunch of thugs in D.C. And either they're going to straighten their act out in the terms of government and in terms of protection, or we're going to have to federalize and run it the way it's supposed to be run. But it's not a question of Doge. We have great people, secretaries and all, working with Doge and cutting with a scalpel as opposed with an axe.
No, that's not really true. They cut with an axe. But, Doge, you know, karma.
The fact that he wants to take over the
federalize D.C.
Federalize the whole
Bring in the National Guard. That's his solution to just about everything.
Yeah.
Now, why he isn't doing it right away, my theory is that U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, is in charge.
Oh, God.
She was supposed to prosecute these people.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's hands off until she can't do what she should be doing in D.C. And let's listen to Jeanine Pirro's point of view on this.
There's no question that Washington, D.C. has an incredible amount, a credible number of homicides. You know, and you can say that violence and crime is down, but the truth is violence is more lethal than it's ever been. And when we say it's down from what?
Right, real high.
Okay, we've probably
from the other
D.C.
number.
And President Trump, in his effort to make D.C. safe and beautiful, said to me, I want you to enforce the law, to make sure that there's accountability. This young kid who worked at the White House was beaten to a pulp. He's got a broken nose. He's got a severe concussion. He's battered all over his head, okay, by a gang of punks. None of them come to my office, Laura, because they're not considered criminals. They go to family court where the effort is rehabilitation. Number one, we've got to lower the age of responsibility to 14. He's an intern from college. He gets shot going out for McDonald's at 10:30 at night. Then what we've got are kids who are out there who are making fun of all of this, doing carjackings, and I can't touch them because they want to protect them.
Yeah, we don't want to, you know, rehabilitate anybody. We want to send them to jail at the age of 14. Wow. There's a solution right there. You know, this is something that was posted by Trump. Americans, and importantly, for the world to see, if D.C. doesn't get its act together and quickly, we will have no choice but to take federal control of the city and run this city how it should be run and put criminals on notice that they're not going to get away with it anymore. Perhaps it should have been done a long time ago. Then this incredible young man and so many others would not have had to go through the horrors of violent crime. How about all the federal employees you just ditched? All the lives you destroyed, the health care you took away from them, the pensions, their job, their mortgages. Any remorse for that? But, you know, it's this guy. It's this Doge member that they're really, really jumping on. Yeah, big balls, right?
Okay.
All right. Well, why don't we go to the phones here? We have Cam from Appleton on the line.
Cam, go ahead. Good afternoon.
Blonde, blue eyes. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Yeah.
Blonde, blue eyes, and silicone is what the tagline should be reading. For big balls, I have no sympathy. Those people are infuriating because I wish people understood just how bad it is that they went into the departments that they went into illegally. When they brought in uncertified hard drives, unsecure hard drives, copied data, and left with it, and we still don't know where it is. I'm livid over that because that's we can't undo that.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Why I say, you know, this is karma. You know, he helped a woman out, and that's fantastic. And you know, he suffered for it, and I feel bad about that. But at the same time, you know, I mean, what they did to all these Americans across the country, 50,000 federal employees at least, it's, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
And Cam, you know, I think the line that Desi Leidick, celebrate someone white, right? When was the last time anybody celebrated someone who was white? Yeah. Wow. I mean, what a comment that is.
Wasn't that from Megan Fox?
Yeah, Megan Fox. Yes. She said that.
Absolutely.
All right.
Cam, thank you. Thanks for that call. Lines are back open, 855-752-4842. A few minutes here.
All right. I've got something else here.
All right.
I definitely am chomping at the bit to play this.
Okay. Well, what is it,
this,
John?
This is high technology, and I'm into the technology here, and I think this is kind of a good idea. Maybe it's called Showrunner. Now, showrunners are people who, you know, come up with the ideas and, you know, run these TV shows and make sure everything is run well.
Right.
And this is Showrunner now, and it's the Netflix of AI.
Mm.
And this is This is an amazing concept. And I want to play this. This is cut nine. If you could go to cut nine. This is a description of what Showrunner is all about. It's really a fantastic new idea, but I'm not quite sure. I'm, you know, on the fence on this one. Let's listen to it and see what you think.
All right, here we go.
Showrunner is.
Before.
It's going to transform Hollywood.
I'm way more interested in AI creating something that would have otherwise been impossible without it. Let's make something new that has never been done before.
It's going to transform Hollywood, but in a much bigger way. It's not going to just be a way to make movies cheaper. Movies and TV shows are going to become playable. Showrunner is magic.
Creators can give their shows to all of their fans. Once a show is up on Showrunner, fans can come in, they can add themselves into shows, they can create more episodes.
Showrunner is grounded in a simulation of the world. You're actually getting to tell your stories about what's going on in the world that week, that day, that hour.
Let's say you don't like how a season ended, you can just go in and change it. We want to be able to find that person who might have not gotten a chance and give them an actual platform to make something. If you make a show and it goes on Showrunner, every single time a user generates more content from your show, the creators of that world are getting paid for those generations.
Imagine a Netflix of AI where people are telling their own stories.
So one of the things we've been telling creators is don't just think of a story you want to tell, think of a world that you want to build.
Everyone can just have at it, and they can start to tell their own version, their own story, one-up each other.
All of our beta users have created this community within themselves, but together they're making full seasons of these TV shows, and they're making each other laugh, and they're even getting to know each other. We have all these chat channels where everybody's actually talking to each other, and
yes.
That's just been really, really cool to watch.
Making a character truly live is the greatest artistic quest. And that's going to transform movies, that's going to transform TV, that's going to transform gaming. And we're just at this very little sliver of it with Showrunner, but we're at the beginning.
Okay, let me get this straight.
We're actually, you know, spitballing this.
Are we
the
working
table
this?
Now. Yeah,
are we going to throw
the John and Gordy Morning Show? Yeah, Showrunner.
Showrunner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people can insert themselves and be a third
show?
Member of the show.
I have one question. Who's playing the annoying piano?
Yeah,
in the background?
I know. I wanted them to go away.
They're so creative. Couldn't they have created a better theme in the background?
You would have thought.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, that's an interesting idea. I'd like to see an example of what they're
right.
trying to do.
You can create your own episode. You can take the whole okay. episode, throw it out, create your own. With you as the character in that episode.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We should check into that. So what's Netflix got to do? Is this...
No, they just call it the Netflix of AI.
Okay.
So the actual channel
okay.
is Showrunner.
Okay.
You should check it out and see if this is enjoyable enough.
Did you check it and see if there are any episodes
up there yet?
No,
I haven't. I haven't actually checked it out, but I should. Just didn't have time to, but I thought it was a fascinating concept.
It is. I think it's great.
And
actually.
There are a lot of people, you know,
could be a lot of fun.
Overnight, and they have their chats and they have
yes.
their discussions, you know, with people all across the world and
mm-hmm.
across the United States. Maybe their friends would like to get in
yeah.
on Showrunner and
yeah.
create their own episodes, or at least, you know, kind of goof up the endings, you know.
Really?
Create a disastrous ending, yes.
Could be fun.
Well, I think it could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that idea. We should workshop that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take some video of the show, and I mean we've got it right here on YouTube and Facebook and everything.
Yeah, we can insert That's somebody good. In here. We wanted to do that a long time ago with an AI figure that was out at the Consumer Electronics Show
right.
in Vegas a while back, and we wanted to get their. They had an Android with a projection face on it that
kind of like Max Headroom
yeah.
kind of deal. Yeah.
And we wanted that as partner, but
yeah, we couldn't do that.
They didn't want the publicity, I guess.
So, all right, we're coming right back. It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Building and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Matt Nair on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is
stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. SmileTrain, changing the world one smile at a time.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, John and Gordy in the mornings filling in for Maggie Dawn today.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate all the calls and all the ideas and the discussion here on the show.
Yeah, we found out about waffle irons in Green Bay that you asked Mike Clemens.
I didn't get to ask him that, damn it.
You wanted to ask him.
I wanted to ask him that, but, you know,
next time
we're going to have to do it because people, you know, develop these little quirks on the road and they think
through hotels.
Well, I can't wait to find out this or find out that, you know.
All right.
But the thing I was always on the lookout for was the pancake maker, because I'm thinking, you know, you have to put out a lot of money to get that pancake maker. It has to, you know, it has to flip the pancakes.
Well, that, and you've got all kinds of people trying it for the first time. You know, they've never done it before.
Exactly.
And you're waiting to make the pancakes.
Well, actually,
you're waiting in line.
All you have to do is just push the button.
That's not that difficult.
That's it. Okay. But it's fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. But maybe it isn't even that either. All right. I've got something here. This is an experiment in music, moody music under what somebody is saying.
Oh, okay.
You know, is it more impressive if you put music under it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Usually it is.
It is.
Right.
And I saw a recent interview with Jeff Daniels talking about the second term of Trump.
Okay.
And we're going to have a little experiment. But first, I want to introduce everybody to Jeff Daniels, where I saw him go on a rant.
Oh, sure.
In the TV show Newsroom.
It's classic, yeah.
Which is just fantastic. You really have to catch that if you can. But this is one of the great rants ever, and it's well-written, and it answers a lot of questions that the megas seem to be convinced of. So why don't we play this from Jeff Daniels from the series Newsroom.
Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer. And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
There is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only three categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the f*** you're talking about.
Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars. Acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. Enough?
There you go.
Okay.
And you notice Jeff Daniels. Dramatic music underneath really,
right,
really the added the impact, yep. Right? Okay, mm-hmm. So now Jeff Daniels on a recent talk show talked about Trump's second term. Let's listen to the no music version of what he said. Let's listen.
We've lost decency, we've lost civility, we've lost respect for the rule of law, lost it. We have normalized verbal abuse on the internet, we've normalized bullying, much as the woke generation tried to, you know, change that, it's back. And along out the window goes character, integrity. I mean, nobody has great things to say about politicians. They never have. Go back to Mark Twain. But ideally, we're supposed to elect the best of us, not the worst of us. He's everything that's wrong with not just America, but with being a human being.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Now let's put a little music underneath.
Okay.
He's everything that's wrong with not just America, but with being a human being. We've lost decency. We've lost civility. We've lost respect for the rule of law. We have normalized verbal abuse on the internet. We've normalized bullying, much as the woke generation tried to, you know, change that. It's back. And along out the window goes character, integrity. We're supposed to elect the best of us, not the worst of us.
There it is.
Yeah. Big difference. Where's the Kleenex?
Kleenex.
Here. Right over here. There you go. There you go, big guy.
Boy, you know.
I know, really.
A little dramatic music at all.
What a softie.
Boy,
you are.
Okay. I know.
Thanks
I
for
know.
That. Thanks for that.
Yeah, get rid of the Trump flags. Bring out the American flags.
Hey, guess what? We are out of time.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, Pete Schwab is knocking at the door here.
Yeah.
He's got Nightlight coming up next.
He's got such a great show.
Well, he's got a popcorn pick tonight. So.
Oh, he does?
Yes. Got to tune all in. Right. All right. He's going to be on our show next week,
I think. That's right. We're going to talk about his big film.
Yeah.
Well, it's been out a while, but it's The Godfather of Green Bay.
Great, great flick.
You definitely check out that movie by Pete Schwab.
A lot of fun. That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Hey, check us out on the Civic Media app. We're at WMDX every morning from 6 till 8. Thanks to Maggie for letting us fill in. And Pete Schwab is next. Have a good evening.
See you later.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.